This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hour number two of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show rolls along here. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer. And today's show is, of course, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We are diving headfirst into the NFL offseason. The franchise tag window opened up yesterday. The NFL Combine starts next week.
I'm thinking of, like, those silly videos of, like, people jumping onto, like, ice lakes and, like, just, like...
Oh, and forgetting that it was, in fact, winter and that might be ice.
And it's like, solid. That's how we're diving in headfirst right now. Because it is that cold out.
It's so cold. It is so cold. What did Jeremy say it was this morning? Like, it felt like minus one.
Real field minus one.
Oh, that is not great.
We're gonna actually went down when I walked into
the building.
It?
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Yeah.
Let's go now to the Wester Hotline, where hopefully he's dealing with more warm weather. Ryan Fowler of the Draft Network. Ryan, man, great to talk to you. You're not dealing with Arctic weather, correct?
Hey, Philadelphia is not that much warmer.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
There we go.
Bad all right. Buffalo.
Yeah, all right. We're all battling through it. I was hoping you'd be like, oh, man, I'm in Florida, dude. It's 70. Like, I'd live vicariously through you then, but in Philadelphia.
I
yeah, no.
I cold. Would.
Did you go to the parade for the Eagles, by the way, or did you kind of avoid that?
No. I'm from the DMV. Usually I'm a Commanders guy, okay. Being gold and blood. So I stayed far away from that, guys.
No, that's good for you. Although the Commanders now with Daniels and everything going on there, that must be just so much fun.
It is. It really is. You know, finally, right? Been 30-plus years since, they had a good quarterback in town. And RG3 was fun, right, for 1 year, but Jaden definitely looks like a guy for the future, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Ryan Fowler here on the Wester Hotline of the Draft Network. And, Ryan, you came on a lot last year with our show in the afternoon, Show Up in the Bulldog, and really I wanted to connect with you again because the one guy seemingly no one was talking about with our wide receiver train going on here in Buffalo was Keon Coleman. He was sort of an afterthought, especially after – well, what's going to be next week's combine. And you came on, I think, with like a month left before the draft, and they're like, give us a name for a wide receiver. And you're like, how about Keon Coleman? And it turned out a month later, that was a guy that the Bills had been targeting. They ultimately go out and pick. And so from then on, I'm like, no, Ryan's my guy. He was there. He didn't go the normal route of maybe trade up or what have you. You went, kind of in a different way, and I loved it.
Yeah. Keon, look, first year, could you say sometimes where you want to see a little bit more for him? Yeah, I think coming even out of Florida State, for me personally, I wanted to see a little bit more. I think the potential with the young man is through the roof. And I think this year where you're heading in right now, where both Mack and Amari are free agents, he's going to be that bona fide wide receiver one and be that X for them moving into this year. But I think they will add maybe a Z receiver this year to complement Khalil and the tight end group as well. But Keon has all the potential in the world to be whatever he wants to be. It's just trying to fine tune that the finer portions of his game. And I just really like the kid. I'm glad he's and landed in Buffalo, and hopefully he and Josh can really develop that connection here the next few years.
Let's start there then with wide receivers. It doesn't seem to be the biggest need for the Bills. We're gonna hammer home that defensive class, the edge rusher, the defensive tackle, cornerback, safeties, the whole thing. But starting with the wide receivers, Ryan, it seems like the top end of this class is not at all what it was last year, but at least from what I've seen, maybe the end of the first round, second, maybe third round, there does seem to be pretty good value to be had.
Yeah, there's a really good group of guys, you know, and I will say this, there's some repetitive skill sets and some guys, you know, the Jalen Noels, the Jalen Royals of the world, even a guy I really like in this class is Xavier Restrepo from Miami. He's not going to wow anybody with size. He's not going to go out and run 4.4 in the 40. But he's just going to be a fundamentally good football player for a long, long time, similarly to how I looked at Khalil Shakir coming out of Boise State. But I think when you look at what the Bills need right now, let's just say you enter this year right now where you got Keon, you got Khalil, and Curtis Samuel as that rotational piece. If you really want that Z type of receiver to expand a playbook, I don't think you need to go there at the back end of round one, and I don't think you need to go there in round two. I look at round three, and there's one player specifically that I really like, and that's Lajonte Wester out of Colorado. And everybody, when they thought about the Buffaloes this year, it was Shadur, it was Travis Hunter. But Lajonte is a guy from a transfer from FAU. The explosiveness and the separation has always been just something that's been like an elite trait for me when watching Lajonte. And coming into an offense with the Bills where you're not asked to be a top two target in this offense, you're asked to be a playbook extender and also a guy that can be a multi-phase contributor on special teams. He's an electric football player that dominated in one-on-one scenarios down there at the Shrine Bowl, where I get it, it's usually set up for the offensive guys to succeed in that scenario, but just the separation, the hands, and the quickness are absolutely electric. And a lot of talk about Ted Johnson as far as the premier smaller guy in this class, but Lajonte Wester on day three, if he gets there, and if I'm Buffalo and I'm Brandon Bean looking at this thing, he's going to be a prioritization for me as far as a guy that can come in right away and be a guy that can do a lot of different things for me in this offense.
One of the guys you mentioned there that I want to get your thoughts on because I really liked him at the Senior Bowl was Jalen Royals out of Utah State. He kind of seems to fit the bill that a lot of Bills fans are looking for the Bills to add, kind of a faster guy, not necessarily small, but maybe that more traditional outside boundary wide receiver. What have you seen from him?
Extremely physical kid. You know, as a small school kid coming in from Utah State, you want to see how these guys look live. And he looked as NFL ready from a body profile perspective as anybody down there at the Senior Bowl, and the ways in which he won. You know, you mentioned he can play inside, he can play outside and profile there, but his release package was outstanding, and also he blew Jonathan Edwards from Tulane off the ball 5 yards when he wanted to press him at the line of scrimmage in one-on-one. So just saying, hey, look, I can beat you in so many different ways, and then also I'm dynamic after the catch, and I have excellent hands, and one thing about Jalen, he's going to block his tail off on the outside and be that further extension of the ground game. So, you know, if the Bills want to prioritize him in the back end of day one, if he's there, I wouldn't be shocked if he sneaks into the first round. There's some conversations here, really post-Senior Bowl, that have leaned towards that way. Just a fundamentally really good football player, and I think someone with his background as a basketball player, the fluidity in his lower half, just the quickness as well, he's going to be a really good ball player for somebody for a long time. And I think if you do profile him in Buffalo to be that 1-2 alongside Keon, you're going to have a really dynamic tandem for a long time.
When it comes down to it, Buffalo does have a lot of different directions that they can go here starting at pick 30, whether it comes to defensive line or getting some more help within the secondary as well. I'm looking at corner and safety here for the Bills in the first two rounds to try to get someone that might be more of an impact player for a team that started using a lot more man coverage than they have in years past. When it comes to corners or safeties, who are some of your favorites at the end of round one and into round two?
Yeah, I think Siobhan Revel from East Carolina is a name. You know, I wanted to see him stay healthy this year. You know, the ways in which we saw Quinyon Mitchell play at Toledo and dominate and then go to the Senior Bowl and solidify him as a day one pick. We didn't see that from Siobhan this year. So for me right now, Siobhan's going to be in that second round, late second round bucket, but he's a name to know that absolutely is high on scouts' boards. But two guys specifically in the second round, Quincy Riley from Louisville and Dorian Strong, both from Virginia Tech, two ACC guys. And the biggest thing with corners, can you play man and can you run flat out? And both those guys can do both. And I really enjoyed seeing them both in the ACC this year live and at the Senior Bowl where they just showed up, competed. And in a scenario where, again, I mentioned earlier, guys, where wide receivers are set up to win one-on-ones, these corners made it tough on the wide receivers all week long. So both those guys, Quincy Riley from Louisville, Dorian Strong, from Virginia Tech, and as well another name, a longer kid, and Darian Porter from Iowa State had a lot of buzz as well, another versatile inside-out type of defender that also is really impressive in the ground game. Three names specifically, early portions of round two, middle portions of round two.
And for the Bills especially now, there seems to be a little bit of a transition from them going from such a zone-dominant defense to maybe more man, and how well they've been able to do getting later round cornerbacks, namely, of course, Christian Benford. He's really popped off for them. I could see that absolutely being something the Bills go for later. Ryan, maybe the meat and potatoes of this draft, I think for a lot of Bills fans as well, if they don't go and trade for a guy like Myles Garrett, is on the defensive line. And everything you hear about this draft class kind of from day one has been how deep and how talented, particularly this defensive tackle class is. I know for me personally, just from what I've seen, Mason Graham, I think, might be the best player of this draft class, albeit having not done a ton of homework on some of the other positions. What else have you seen from this defensive tackle class before we get into maybe specific guys?
Yeah, it is so deep, you know, and I think one thing, guys, about this draft class is, you know, you'll hear some people say it's not a great draft class, it's very top-heavy. Well, if you're a scouting staff and you trust what you can do from looking at players in all 3 days, you're going to find contributors all 3 days and even into the UDFA bucket, specifically along this defensive line, where really it is the deepest positional group along the interior and at edge. And when I look at Buffalo, you know, things that they've squished a little bit as far as their heavier type of edge rushers, to where you look at the Greg Rousseau's, you look at the A.J. Epinesa's, you know, they brought in Vaughn Miller as that 6'3", 245 type of twitchy edge rusher post that Super Bowl run for the Rams. There's some guys in this class, and I know we're going to get into it in a minute, but there's just a load of guys, specifically that day two, day three bucket, and in the interior, four, five, six names that I personally would have really in my top 60, 65 that may slip down to the fourth, fifth round potentially, just because, guys, how deep this class is at the position.
And I wonder if a guy, you know, Texas's Alfred Collins could maybe be somebody that slips just because, you know, that's just defensive tackle. I mean, you also got the edge rusher guys. One name that's really popped out to me, Ryan, and has maybe become my first draft crush is Kenneth Grant. I think he looks to be him and Graham, as I mentioned, just look to be unbelievable. And something that, you know, for me, I'm a Texas fan, having watched Matthew Golden sort of really elevate his game and seemingly fly up draft boards once Isaiah Bond got hurt and then never really got on the same page with Ewers at Texas. Bond, of course, still kind of considered, you know, a round two guy, but it felt like after like the Michigan game, he may have been, you know, a lock for the first round. I wonder what Kenneth Grant maybe would have been seen as if Mason Graham wasn't next to him and taking, you know, quote unquote, all the headlines. Is that something you've seen, and how do you feel about Grant as a whole?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up Kenneth Grant. I know he spent a lot of time down there with the Bills at the Shrine Bowl. You know, Kenneth didn't compete, but he had a lot of meetings, from what I was told, with Buffalo. So those two parties spent a lot of time with each other down there in Frisco. But Kenneth, I agree 100%. You know, you take Mason Grant out of there and playing hypotheticals, the spotlight on him is sensational. You know, I remember tweeting out a clip back in 2023 playing Penn State where he tracked down Tayshaun Allen from 20 yards of depth at 340 pounds. You know, that's the type of athlete that you're getting. But also, this isn't Mozzie Smith in that same bucket, right, to where you're coming out of Michigan, you're an athlete. But how can you marry that ability as a football player? And when you watch Kenneth, the ability to come in right now and stop the run, that's going to be there 100% to take on double teams too. But can you also rush the passer? Because coaches around the league say, hey, look, we could teach you to stop the run, but can you vertically push centers and guards on their backside and pressure the quarterback, as we saw in the Super Bowl with, of course, the Eagles and what they did to Patrick Mahomes. Now, I know that's a name that, you know, I don't want to mention too much here in Buffalo, but, you know, just as far as what Kenneth can do within the interior, be able to push and create pressure within the interior and force isolated matchups for your edge guys like Greg Rousseau moving forward and another guy probably going to add in this draft. I'm a big fan of Kenneth Grant. I don't think he gets out of the first round, even though there's been some prospect fatigue on the young man.
Ryan Fowler of the Draft Network joining us here on the Western Hotline. Ryan, something that I've noticed the Bills do with draft trends almost every year, it seems like they try to find a way to snag a running back to keep rotating into the running back room year in and year out. Considering James Cook, his contract coming due at the end of next season, and the fact that he's looking for a pretty decent raise, makes me kind of suspect that the Bills might do this again. They took Ray Davis last year, and I do think that they're going to use a set like a day two or a day three pick, probably fourth round is my idea that I think the Bills will go running back here. While I'm looking a little too rich in the blood for players like a Trayvon Henderson or Quinshon Judkins from Ohio State, what are some running backs that the Bills do you think would be probably eyeing up here in the middle rounds or even into the fourth, fifth round of this draft class?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be interesting, guys, considering because you look at James Cook's body type and the way he competes, and he's a very, very different type of ball carrier than what Ray Davis is that more that bulking ball carrier. Now, if they go towards the Ray Davis type on day three, you're looking at guys like Phil Maffa from Clemson, who dealt with an injury this year, but had a lot of good conversations with scouts on him as far as, you know, they like the potential of him inside an RB workload as RB2 or an RB3, or are you going to go more of that James Cook type of role with a DJ Giddens from Kansas State, or even a guy I really like in this class, and that's Woody Marks from USC, you know, transfer from Mississippi State, experienced in two different conferences, really productive kid that also, you know, he doesn't get a lot of credit as far as his ability to work inside the tackles and the vision that he has, but right away he's going to be a guy that's going to be on the field on third downs, and you've seen what a guy like Ty Johnson has had over the last 2 years for Buffalo. So I look at Woody Marks in that bucket and Phil Maffa specifically, two different body types that really you can parallel like a guy like James Cook or a guy like Ray Davis.
Maybe not for the Bills, but I've always been curious now about Cam Scataboo and what he is going to be yep. for NFL teams. I mean, he kind of plays the game like an old-school football player that I know a lot of old-school coaches would probably love, but I have not seen him get necessarily the love of, you know, a first- or second-round guy, and it seems to be correct. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, there's some limitations in Cam's game. You know, you mentioned and you hit it on the nail as far as he is, you know, you could put Cam Scataboo in the 1960s and he fits right in. Put a leather helmet on him and he's going to run through people's chests. And I love the way he plays behind his pads, the physicality pops. He was really everything, of course, you know, for that Sun Devils offense this year, both on the ground and in space. But there are limitations, you know, working against front seven defenders at the NFL that are quicker, that are fast, that are also strong and can tackle their backsides off. That I don't see him right away being an RB1 for a team where he has 25-plus touches in the game. Now, could he be an RB2 for somebody? I think that's his bucket right now, and I think that pushes him into that third round, maybe early day three type of bucket in this class to where it seems like every single week there's a guy that maybe jumps up in the class, and now as we're heading into Indy here in the next few days, you know, you're going to see guys run 4.4, 4.5. Cam Scataboo may run low 4.7s in that bucket. And just for teams, there are certain thresholds, kind of with the Bills like length at edge, that you have to meet for them to put you on the board. So I like Cam Scataboo as a fundamental football player, as a throwback type of guy. He's going to be able to expand a playbook. If I'm in a room and I see my team draft Cam Scataboo, I'm going to be kind of PO'd because he's someone that's going to steal snaps from me because of the way he competes his backside off every single snap, but there are limitations in his game that have to be provided for context with him because he's not going to be an RB1 dynamic top 10 running back in football right away.
Ryan, something that I always like to look at when it comes to like trends, everything like that. Last year was such an unprecedented run at the start of it with offense going within the first half of the first round, in particular quarterbacks. This quarterback class is not as highly touted, but I do see a lot of teams heading up there, hanging out there in the top five, the top 10. That is there possibly some aggression about getting a player, getting a signal caller within the top 10 that might alter the draft boards for a lot of teams?
Yeah, Jalen Milroe really is the name, right? You know, Cam and Shadur are very, very likely. You know, if I had to sit here right now and predict or bet my house on two guys who are going to go in the top 10, it's going to be Cam and Shadur. And I don't think that's making a statement at all. I think we all know that. But Jalen Milroe is really the name. You know, you look at Vegas, you look at what the Jets are going to do. What is New Orleans going to do with the position? You know, what's the future of Tua in Miami? You know, there's a lot of questions with those teams in there, that five and back. And Jalen is a guy to where I saw progression for him this year through the air. I know he's not perfect, and the Senior Bowl was not good for him, unfortunately. But the floor he has as an athlete and the ability to come in right away and just be able to expand the playbook and keep all 11 sets of eyes, on defense honest, is going to be something that teams are going to value. And he's going to absolutely kill the interview process, which is, you know, I know we talk a lot about the 40 and the vert and positional drills as far as in Indianapolis, but the interview process is the biggest thing when they get, you know, to sit down with these guys and talk to them. And Jalen's going to be sensational in those meetings, as he was in Mobile. So he's really a name, guys. That QB3 bucket, QB4, is it him? Is it Jackson Dart? I'm not on that train personally. I really like Tyler Shuck from Louisville. I think he's going to be a second-round guy at the end of the day, even though second-round guys, at the end of the day, you know, it's hard to it's just kind of like a unicorn, really. You don't see it a lot in the NFL, but Jalen Milroe, guys, there's one name in this QB class beyond Cam, beyond Shadur, to keep in.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Eye on here in the first round.
I was so excited that you brought up Milrow's name. Our one of our afternoon hosts, Bulldog Chris Parker, he has a bet with our other afternoon host about Milrow being a top 16 pick. And it, personally, I'm not the biggest Milrow fan, but I like kind of the gusto and hearing you say that too. And especially because we're getting towards the combine, which that's where the physical traits get to pop off. And you know, Ryan, to your experience with the combine and all the draft stuff, I also feel like that's where everyone kind of actually figures out like where these draft boards are at. The Senior Bowl helps, but the combine sort of being that last spot before the pro days, it kind of feels like you're able to figure out really who are the loved guys and who might be slipping.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Really, this is the final boxes that these teams, you know, want to check. And even thinking back to my days in Washington, how they finalized their draft boards, you know, you go into the combine, and I mentioned the interview process. It's just making sure you're solidifying everything. Do you have to dive back into the tape? Because a lot of times, you know, the GMs, the head coaches, they don't see these guys live throughout the year. It's the area scouts, it's the cross-checkers. So now they're seeing these guys live in Indy, how they carry themselves, how they speak to each other. Are they going to be a culture guy in the locker room, a leader in the locker room, both on the field as contributors? Indianapolis is really fun, away from just the positional drill. So I personally love getting up there to see guys, you know, and you're expecting to run 4.4 and you run 4.6, so you have to dive back into the tape. But I'm not going to be a guy also, you know, that goes into this thing and says, hey, this guy ran 4.4 instead of running 4.6. I'm going to bump him up 50 picks. You know, I personally, for me, can't do that with years and years and years of tape on guys. But it's going to be a fun week. It always is. And really, as you said, it does allow teams to solidify their boards.
And Ryan, last thing for me here, I'm going to jump back to the defense here. I probably should have asked him for the defensive tackle guys, but I do want to touch on some of these edge rushers as well, because that is definitely potentially need for the Bills, especially when you hear all the Myles Garrett rumblings. People want it. But, you know, two guys that are maybe jumping out, mainly due to draft position, but also the Senior Bowl, Mike Green out of Marshall and then Jack Sawyer out of Ohio State. What have you seen from those two early on in this process?
Yeah, I look, if you're Bean and you're sitting there and Mike Green's on the board, you sprint the card up. You know, I'm not sure he gets there to the back end of round one. You know, there's a lot of talk right now with him in that 10 to 17, 18 type of range. I personally don't see it as far as the 10, 11 range, but the biggest thing with Mike Green is, you know, you turn on the Ohio State tape, you turn on the Senior Bowl tape, you turn on just fundamentally his pass rush clips, and it's outstanding. But one thing about Mike that is extremely underrated is his ability in the ground game. He gets after people. He can go through blocks, and he can also be a slasher at edge to where he's running down players from the backside too. So it's an underappreciated part of his game, and I've really enjoyed getting to know Mike a little bit as well during this process away from the football player, and he's just a guy that's going to come in right away and compete his tail off as well. And then Jack Sawyer, you know exactly what you get in a high floor type of player in Jack Sawyer. Now, the pass rush repertoire, I think, is going to continue to improve as the years go on. I think his ceiling is still probably 2-3 years away in that. But rundowns and competitiveness, high motor type of guy, really good hand usage. He's got good bend at his size. And I just love the way he plays his hair on fire at edge. And you know from Ohio State, highly recruited kids, athletic profile is going to be there. Now, he's not going to wow at the combine or in his pro day or anything like that. But you just know what type of football player you're going to get. And I think if you're the Bills and you're Sean McDermott and you're looking for players right away that you can look at and say, hey, come January of 2026, can we rely on you to create pressure in these big-time moments? And I think if you're sitting there with Mike Green, Jack Sawyer, both on the board, you just put their names in a hat, cover your eyes, and pick one out. You're going to have a good piece for a long, long time.
All right. There's some of those names to keep an eye on for really throughout the entire draft. Ryan, man, thank you so much for giving us so much of your time this morning. We're absolutely going to be touching base again here. So expect a phone call or a text here in the next few weeks as we get ready for that late April draft, man. Again, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course. Thanks as always, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Ryan.
And that was Ryan Fowler of the Draft Network there on the West Her Hotline. And I like some of those guys that he was talking about of, you know, it may not be necessarily the quote unquote, like the 2011 draft class, right, where it's just like guys, like there's all pros everywhere.
There's every one of you that's grabbing an edge rusher is going to have a great time.
But it feels like that's a lot of like NFL players. Like there was a few names that he mentioned there or that we even brought up that he mentioned kind of guys that just play the right way, hair on fire, you know, they get after it. Their potential might be a few years away, like you mentioned there with Jack Sawyer. But then, yeah, like guys like Kenneth Grant, where you're sitting there going, it might be now, and they could be really, really good for you. And I'm excited at the idea of Milroe.
Yeah, you know,
I am so excited at the idea of
that. Yeah, Milroe is going to be an ultimate wild card, like Ryan said. But there's something that I'm going to be fascinated about, even though he's probably the presumptive top pick. I do wonder what Travis Hunter's workout regimen is going to be at the combine.
Yeah, I didn't want to ask Ryan about them yet. Like the top guys, yeah. Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter and such, because I'm like, let's wait for the combine to finish out. Let's see what everyone's talking about, because that's going to be a thing, too, with Hunter. He's doing DB drills at the combine.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the thing. It's like, all right, so he's solidifying himself there. Is a team going to be willing to take
a corner at one,
exactly, with, like, a few, you know, throw-ins here and there at wide receiver. Especially after watching the Super Bowl, while yes, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean played a big role for the Eagles, the defensive line was the star of that. And you wonder how much a team like, well, the bad teams of the NFL,
the Tennessee Titans, sitting at one.
Focus too much on that and go, well, never mind, we're just going to take a quarterback and worry about it later. And Hunter, I don't want to say falls, but just is not the number one overall.
Yeah, like, ready? Does he make it to New England?
New England's at four, right?
Yeah, and New England primarily needs receiver more than they do corner.
And, I mean, they could argue for themselves, too. We just need talent.
Yeah.
And they could just argue that we'll use them everywhere. We need talent? You've seemingly have the stamina to do this.
Mike Vrabel's not scared to do unconventional.
Yeah, I think the top – I always like when the top half of the draft are like the first five or six picks.
And that was why I wanted to call
into question. And there isn't like a clear-cut quarterback.
That's why I wanted to call into question about like what could the quarterbacks, even with a bad or a subpar class, could they still throw the disruption like last year's class did? I don't think any of us saw six of them going in the top half of the draft.
No, and especially guys like Michael Penix, into Atlanta specifically.
And then you look at the top seven teams, so many of them need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're looking at Titans, Browns, Giants, Raiders, Jets.
Raiders might be the fun one for me at six, where that maybe frees up a lot of the first half of the draft if all of a sudden they go Milroe. or Jackson Dart. And that's the thing, too. You know, Ryan's not necessarily someone that's a Jackson Dart guy, but we could end the combine, and he's like, nah, we got four, maybe five quarterbacks here in the first round. And you mentioned it, too, with the Bills potentially being at pick 30.
Even New Orleans at 9.
Yeah.
That'd be a team like,
oh, yeah.
Especially with their cap troubles. I'd invest in a quarterback if I can at the first moment. But then again, if they're going to be that bad this year with their cap issues, yeah, then you're probably looking at another top five pick.
Yep. 803-0550 is the number to call. What draft prospects are you looking at here with the NFL Combine getting started next week? Zach Jones, Derek Kramer with you here until 12 o'clock. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.